This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis is calling on his whole administration to address rising energy bills. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
Polis laid out his plans at a press conference earlier this week. To address the immediate problem, he directed his administration to get more families into payment assistance programs. Long term, he says Colorado must break its reliance on natural gas.
Natural gas is a globally traded commodity. The market sets the price. But there's a lot we can do to make ourselves more immune to that in the future and provide relief now and save people money.
Over the summer, natural gas prices spiked largely due to the war in Ukraine. The cost is now far cheaper, which should help reduce heating bills over the next few months. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is getting some new art. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports it could cost more than $7 million.
A committee chose three artists from more than 300 submissions. The works will be on display in gate areas that the airport is expanding. Like the city, DIA has to set aside 1% of the cost of most big construction projects for public art. Each new sculpture will hang from the ceiling of a concourse. That includes one made of stainless steel mesh to look like an airplane, and a wiry tapestry of metal, LED lights, and glass resembling a constellation. But first, City Council has to approve the contracts. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A couple accused of stealing money from older Coloradans in a tree trimming and home repair scam were indicted Wednesday on 51 counts by a grand jury. According to the indictment, Joseph and Amelia Tyler would cash victims' checks and often leave the trimming or home repairs unfinished. At least 51 people fell victim to the scams between February 2020 until October 2022. Find more at CPR.org.